Hashem, today we will focus on the halachos of the prohibition of eating before tefillah. It's interesting to note that the Gemara over here quotes two makoros, two psukim, for the prohibition of eating before davening. Number one, the pasuk is quoted, Va'osi yishlachti acharei gaivcha, and Chazal say that it's gaiva to eat and drink and then daven. And also, the Gemara quotes another fascinating drasha, Lo'isoichlu al adam, Lo'isoichlu kam shispalu al dimchem. In Simin Peites in Orachayim, we have these halachos codified, and the Be'er Halacha also discusses why we need two psukim. First, let's always go in order. Let's start with the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, halfway through Peites Gimel, V'loy lechol v'lishtak. A person is not allowed to drink before tefillah or eat. Avol mayim muta lishtak kodim tefillah, bein b'chol bein shavet v'yomtif, v'chein acholim umashkim ulerefua mutter. And someone who eats because of refuah, that is permissible. The Mechaber continues in Siv Dalad, Hatsamei v'haro'ev, harei mechal hachoyim. Someone who is extremely thirsty or hungry can eat. Im yesh becholos l'chavim daita yispalel, v'im lav imrata al yispalel ad shiyochal v'yishte. Be able to concentrate without eating, that's what he should do. But if not, then in such a case, he should first eat or drink. The Mechaber in Halacha Hey adds, V'im hischil lechol kodem alos ha-shachar, tzarech lehafzik. V'yesh amrim she'ein tzarech lehafzik. There are two opinions, whether one needs to stop eating if one started at a time that is permissible. The Achronim concludes, like the opinion that says that you have to stop, even though at the moment that you started, it was acceptable. The Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maschel v'lo lechol points out, and according to his understanding, and many argue that it might be mukhruch in our Gemara that way, that when it comes to the prohibition of eating before davening, there are really two parts. That when it comes to the pasuk that says, lo sochal al adam, that's talking about tefillah. One is allowed to eat before one davens. However, the pasuk, v'oisi yishlacht acharei gevecha, Chazal say, after you eat and drink, is gaiva for Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. The Be'er Halacha understands this. We'll have a nafkamina l'halacha in a moment. That is actually talking about Kriya Shema and is not talking about tefillah. The Be'er Halacha concludes that we learned in the next halacha that if someone is sick, that he is allowed to eat. However, if he's strong enough to be able to say Kriya Shema first before he eats, even if you have a heter to eat, nevertheless, Kriya Shema should come beforehand. And it fits in beautifully in the Lashon of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It is well known that the Mishnah Brura is quite stringent in terms of the scope of things that you're allowed to eat and drink. The Mechaber, one could argue it's already in the Mechaber itself, the Mechaber said it's prohibited to eat and drink, and water is permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah goes out of his way to say that it is prohibited to add sugar because he says that it's going to add chashivus. We will get back to that point. However, in Sifkat and Chaf Beis, the Mishnah Berurah makes exceptions for tea and coffee only without sugar. Yours truly, I cannot concentrate on davening without a coffee, and the Mishnah Berurah says that one is allowed to if it helps, but he goes out of his way to say, v'cholzeh b'lo tzuka. It should be noted, Rav Neventhal reports, and this is elaborated upon in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that was in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, where sugar was a delicacy, it was eaten as a sugar cube, it was added on the side of one's mouth, there it was a delicacy, and then adding it would be problematic. It would have chashivus. However, Shlomo Zalman says that it doesn't apply. Bizman hazeh halicha Shlomo perek sheni halacha beis hamargish tzarech lishtot kodem tefillah mutar lo lishtot kafe im chalav visukar. Ach yitachein, this was Reb Shlomo Zalman himself's custom, shenachal lomar konolchein davar bakasha, kigon shma Hashem v'chaneni, might be kedai to say a small tefillah. Maybe according to the logic of the Be'er Halacha, maybe there's room to say to even say Kriya Shema beforehand, but it seems even Reb Shlomo Zalman himself was not machbit about this. Reb Shlomo Zalman adds that so normal for people to drink with sugar, it would not be considered gaiva at all. It would not be considered a mashke choshev. He even went so far as to suggest it could very well, everything depends on the times. He says maybe with a cube nowadays would be problematic. However, when it comes to stam putting sugar in such a case, that would not be a problem. There is a fascinating kula in the Halicha Shomo in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, and that is that it could very well be that this prohibition of eating before fila, even though, of course, it will apply both to a man and a woman. However, a half hour before Alot HaShachar, when the Chiyuv starts, as borne out by the Mechaber Imin Simen Pei Tes, that does not apply to a woman. And therefore, a woman would be allowed to eat before Alot HaShachar. And the reason for that is argued because a woman only has one chiyuv a day to daven, so then the chiyuv that she gets it in by this particular time does not exist. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman did feel, again quoting Halicha Shlomo, that this halacha applies to girls just as boys, and therefore it would be appropriate for a woman before she eats to at least read Kriya Shema for Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, as well as add a small tefillah. This will fit in very well with the Be'er Halacha's previous point that the pasuk that we had mentioned earlier, was Osi Yishlachta Acharei Gavcha, according to the Be'er Halacha, corresponds to Kriya Shema. So it could very well be that by reading Kriya Shema, she has already taken care of at least one pasuk. And then to say it's tefillah k'tzara, so then with that, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would suffice. Finally, even though we had mentioned that a chola is permissible to eat, it is clear by putting together the language of the Mishnah Brura in Simen Pei Tes, Sifat and Chav Beis, as well as the Sefer of the Chavetz Chaim, Nidchei Yisrael Perichet, Halacha Aleph, there is an interesting picture that emerges. On the one hand, the Mishnah Brura says that someone who's sick, yesh lo chalishus aleif, v'tzarech zeh l'refuah, mikol makom tov shiomer b'tchilat kaponim, parsha Shema Yisrael. He should say Kriya Shema. Again, the Mishnah Brura's emphasis on Kriya Shema because, according to some, that is the tefillah. So even if he's sick, he'd still be yotzei the primary chiyuv of not having gaiva before Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. However, in the Sefer Nidchei Yisrael, he seems to be more machmir. Sefer Nidchei Yisrael was actually written for Jews who didn't know very much about their Judaism. Unfortunately, that existed even in the time of the Chafetz Chaim. And he writes, Avolim lo kara kriya shma v'niach tefillin afilu im cholash libo osur. Even sheyesh lo chiyuv d'oraisa, this is what emerges according to many poskim as well, that there is an isur d'oraisa for a person to eat before their daven and kriya shma. However, over here, he says, even if it's cholash libo, even if he's not feeling so well, because it's an isur d'oraisa, seems to be machmer. Yet, in the Mishnah Brura, he seems to be makler. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Sefer Siach Halacha, reconciled this stira by suggesting that in the Nidchei Yisrael, he was talking about someone who was eating a meal. Even if you're cholash libo, there is no heter. However, the heter is, and this should be kept in mind, even when a person is not feeling well, it's only a little bit until he's able to daven. And that's exactly what emerges in the Mechaber and Siv Dalid. The Hatzama v'harev harem b'chal kolim im eim yecholas. If he can't daven, then in such a case, he should eat and drink. But it's obvious only that which is necessary. Because the fact that he's sick
doesn't justify him eating and drinking. Only what's necessary for him to be able to have the koach for tefillah. With this, we conclude. It was a very long daf, so unfortunately, we only able to get in one topic. We conclude the halacha section on daf yud.